Chapter 7, Sodom and Gomorrah. You will remember that when Abram went into the land of Canaan, he took with him his nephew, whose name was Lot. They both had their own flocks and cattle, and men to look after them. Now, as their flocks and cattle increased, there was not room enough for them all to dwell together. And Abram's men quarreled with Lot's men. So Abram told Lot that they should not quarrel with one another, because they were brethren and all of one family. Although Abram was the older and could have had the first choice, he was very unselfish and told his nephew to choose first where he would go. Then Abram would go in the opposite direction, and there would be room enough for them both and all their cattle. Then Lot began to look around to see which part of the land he would choose to make his home there. And when he looked, he saw that the plain of Jordan was a very pleasant land and well supplied with water. It looked so nice and green, and there would be plenty of food for his cattle. So Lot chose to go there and went eastward away from Abram. He set up his tent near to Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of the plain of Jordan. The people who lived there were very wicked, and yet Lot chose to dwell among them because the land looked so pleasant and attractive. This shows us that the things that look nice to us are not always the best for us, especially if they mean that we have to live with the wicked. We should seek to depart from every evil and to know what God would have us to do. You will see, too, how God blessed Abram and how he punished Lot. When Lot had moved away and left Abram, God came to Abram and told him that he would give all the land of Canaan to him and to his children. So really, Abram had the best portion, for God was with him and blessed him. Lot chose his portion in the pleasant things of this world, but Abram chose God as his portion. Well, let us see what happened to Lot. First, there came four kings and fought against the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they carried away Lot and all his goods. But God had mercy upon Lot and helped Abram to fight against the four kings, so as to rescue Lot and all his goods. Now you might think that Lot would be afraid to go back to live in wicked Sodom, but it was not so. Sad to say, he went back to live there with his wife and their two daughters. It is true he was vexed every day with the wickedness of the people of Sodom, yet he could not leave the pleasant land which he had chosen. So we find that God sent greater judgments upon Sodom, which made Lot and his family flee out of it. The wickedness of the people was grown so great that God said he would destroy Sodom and Gomorrah too. But before he did this, God told Abram what he meant to do, and Abram prayed to God that he would spare the city if there were only 10 righteous people in it. But God showed him that there were not even 10 there, and the cities must be destroyed. Again, we see God's mercy upon Lot, for he sent his angel to bring out Lot and his wife and family. But even then, Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt because she looked back and longed to stay in Sodom. Now, when Lot and his two daughters were safely escaped, God sent fire and brimstone from heaven, which burned up the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and all the wicked who lived there. Was not that a dreadful destruction? Yet God has said it will be so in the end of the world, for the heavens and the earth will be destroyed by fire. Then the wicked will be cast into hell, and all the Lord's people will be found safe in Christ, and be taken to heaven to be with him forever. May God grant to us repentance for our sins, and bless us with true faith in Jesus Christ, that we may escape in the solemn day of judgment. You can read about these wicked cities and their destruction in the book of Genesis, chapters 13, 14, 18, and 19. See also if you can find where the Lord Jesus spoke of these wicked cities in the 10th chapter of Matthew, and where they are mentioned in the second epistle of Peter and in the epistle of Jude.